It's a busy day here at WEOL, our first day of Indians Radio Week. Andy Bulbarch out in Goodyear, Arizona here at AM 930 and 100.3 FM. Andy, it's good to have you out there this week. Lots of going on and getting excited, of course, for the game you're going to call tomorrow afternoon at 3 with Jim Rosenhaus. But what else is going on today?
Well, a lot. We're having a lot of fun down here in Goodyear for Indians Radio Week, and we've got our next guest lined up, Indians assistant pitching coach, Ruben Niebla. Now, I've got a story about Ruben. So going back to his days as the pitching coach with the Lake County Captains, they were in the South Atlantic League, same league as the West Virginia Power, of course, I worked for many years, and there's no way in the world, Ruben, that you remember this, but I remember this verbatim. There was a game when I came to drop off lineups, and you said, hey, can you make a couple copies for me? I said, yeah, sure, no problem. Made the copies, brought them back down you, thought everything was fine. When the game was over, you know, we're all kind of in the same area in that press box in Charleston. Ruben starts walking over, pointing up at the press box, yelling and screaming, like to the point where I had to turn the crowd mic down. I thought, boy, I thought the copies were fine. He seemed pretty happy when I walked away. So Craig Dees, voice of the captains, a wonderful human being. I walked over to Craig. I said, Diesel, did I do something wrong? He said, oh, no, Bull, he wasn't mad at you. But that official scorer made four or five decisions that just rubbed Ruben the wrong way. And he just wanted to let him hear about it. That's all. He didn't agree with those scoring decisions. But having said all that, Ruben, thanks for joining us today. How are you?
I can't recall that day.
I kind of figured as much.
No, I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on. Appreciate it.
And a lot certainly has changed. I mean, you know, clearly you've been with the organization 20 years now, and, you know, a lot of it has been spent developing all this great young pitching that is in this system. And, you know, certainly you look at that starting rotation, and it's basically all homegrown guys that have come up to the system, and they have made substantial strides. I want to talk about a young man that pitched yesterday, though, and Jeffrey Rodriguez, because I think people are trying to figure out where he fits. Will he be a starter? Will he be a reliever? Seemed like his velocity was certainly up in the first couple of innings he pitched yesterday. Where does he stand right now?
Yeah, so he's coming into camp competing for a spot in the rotation, and we're very excited about that. He put in good work this offseason. We were in touch with him basically the whole offseason, whether it was by video conference calls, him sending in videos from Dominican. He traveled into Arizona in December and back again in January. So this is a guy that's been investing time into his development, we saw some of those dividends pay out yesterday.
Saw Tristan McKenzie was warming up yesterday. And what was fun to watch that is he was pitching and Frankie Lindor kind of stepped in there a little bit. What are some of your major takeaways based on what you've seen from McKenzie so far this spring?
Well, it seems like Tristan's back to the Tristan that we saw a couple of years ago. I know he's had a couple of years where it's been a little bit of a rough go with injuries, but he's healthy right now. He's throwing the ball very well. As you can see, you know, the feedback from Lindor and Santana and those guys that were facing him were very positive. His arsenal has improved with a new slider that he's throwing now, pretty good pitch. And so his fastball's always been there. You know, he was able to do that and show that yesterday again. And we're really excited to have him because it just gives us another option.
And a lot of exciting arms in this system, no doubt about that. Two of the guys stepped up last year, Plesac and Savali. And I know those guys are competing for a spot in the rotation as well. So what have you seen so far in the spring from those two guys?
Yeah, those two guys are looking good right now. Savali had a little bit of a setback with a little bit of a leg injury, but, you know, that was just a couple days. And now he's up and at him again. He's going to be in games here pretty soon, as is Plesac, obviously. Both those guys look good. They look strong. They look like they're in it for the long run. And you know, it's going to be pretty interesting watching those two guys go out there every fifth day and compete.
What have you seen from some of the other young guys as well, as far as, you know, the Logan Allens of the world and the Scott Mosses of the world as well?
Yeah, Logan Allen, Scott Moss, Sam Henches. Those are three lefties that are very impressive. They get on the mound, and it's fun to watch. Their stuff is great. All three big left-handed pitchers that pitch in the mid-90s. You know, Henches, you know, this spring already, we've seen him up to 97. You know, Moss, obviously a great competitor, can spin the ball. All these guys have the ability to spin the ball, which is pretty impressive. So one of those guys is going to have to separate themselves. I'm sure they're looking at each other going like, okay, let's get after this. You know, if it does, hopefully it's two of them. But, you know, it just makes us as an organization feel a little bit more comfortable about the guys that are backing up the guys that are on the forefront right now.
Before we let you go, I've got to ask you about Emmanuel Classe. I mean, we've all heard and seen the scouting report about how hard he throws with that triple-digit cutter as well. What are some of your impressions of him?
It's impressive. I mean, he's got character too. It's awesome. He's a very confident young man. Just great arm. He made fun of a guy the other day that came in the clubhouse and said, "Man, I hit 97. I felt pretty good." And he looked at him and he goes, "I warm up at 97." So it's going to be fun watching him in the back end of the bullpen, along with Hand and possibly Karinchak and whoever else is going to be back there competing. But you know, we're very excited to have him. He's a guy that has a high ceiling, high upside. And so it'll be fun watching him go out there and compete, and hopefully we see those triple digits pop up on the board over and over again.
Good stuff. Well, Ruben, thank you so much for joining us. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Indians assistant pitching coach Ruben Niebla joining us here on Indians Radio Week. Our interviews all week long brought to you by Budweiser. This Bud's for you. Budweiser is distributed by Maple City Ice. Bruce and Craig, back to you guys.
All right, well done, Bull. We'll hear you this afternoon during Bull's Eye on the Afternoon beginning at 3 o'clock. Lots more interviews with Indians players, coaches, and other sorts of folks. That'll be all week long on Indians Radio Week brought to you by Bogner Family Funeral Home and Cremation Services, the Depot at Union Station, EcoTree Services, Bootleggers Bar and Grill, Stewart Appliance, Smitty's, Mallard Creek Golf Course, Northridgeville Convenience Sunoco, Kohl's Public House, and Budweiser, distributed by Maple City Ice. It's 9 o'clock, a little after 9. Time for the news with Craig.
You're listening to AM.